This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is KT McFarland, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan. She also served in the administrations of Presidents Nixon and Ford. We want to get her thoughts today on the significance of the U.S. sending a figure as high-profile as Bill Clinton to secure the release of two American reporters, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, and what it will mean potentially for ongoing nuclear negotiations with the North Koreans. And KT, thanks so much for being with us.
Great pleasure.
Humanitarian mission is the terminology being used by the Obama administration, saying this had nothing to do with the nuclear issue. Others, including some former Bush administration officials, say all this is going to do, while we're glad that these reporters are free, is embolden the North Koreans, and they're going to be even more trouble in the near future. How do you read this?
I think I'd go with the latter. You know, as a parent, I would move heaven and earth to get children back who were in that situation. However, the worry that you have now is that you've shown North Korea that it can nab Americans and probably get something for it. And you've also shown Iran, which is looking at this situation as well, that the American citizens that they've recently snatched, is there something they can get for them? Now, the question is, with President Clinton, what else is behind the scenes? Was this all about just a photo opportunity for Kim Il-jung, or was there more going on? Have we promised them food aid? Have we promised them gasoline, fuel oil? Or, which is far more worrisome, have we indicated that we might be more flexible on their nuclear program? And we won't know for another week or two to see what happens. You know, what was the trade? But there was clearly something.
Will there be any public pronouncement of what exactly was agreed to, other than that Clinton apparently apologized on behalf of these reporters for allegedly going into North Korea from China?
No, you'll start seeing it. Are there negotiations that are forthcoming? And if so, what happens at them? You know, part of the thing with North Korea and Iran similarly is they want the world's goodwill, because for them, time is their friend. Time is our enemy because of their nuclear programs. The single first priority of the Obama or any administration should be to prevent rogue states from developing nuclear weapons. And Iran and North Korea are well on their way. North Korea has tested long-range missiles. It has tested nuclear bombs. Iran has tested long-range missiles. It is enriching uranium to make nuclear bombs. So what we need to do is prevent that from happening, because they not only would they cause nuclear arms races in their respective regions, but they're both unstable countries. And with unstable countries, potentially with ties to terrorists, with their hands on nuclear weapons, is everybody's biggest nightmare.
Given what you just said, KT, what might have been a smarter approach to obviously desire the release of these reporters, but also keep a pretty firm line when it comes to North Korea's nuclear program?
Yeah, a couple of things. One, the key for North Korea is China. China provides North Korea with 80-90% of their food, fuel oil, gasoline. If we could have gotten China to do this arrangement, that would have been better, because China needs to take the lead on Iran, in North Korea and North Korea's nuclear programs. If China wanted North Korea to stop, they could pick up the phone and North Korea's nuclear program would come to an abrupt end. So far, China has been content to leave that situation at a low boil. You know, we've been worried about it, the world worries about it, but as long as it's a low boil, it's not a problem for China. Once it boils over with North Korea, once North Korea gets nuclear weapons, then you'll see South Korea, Japan saying, gee, maybe they need nuclear weapons as well, which would be China's biggest nightmare. So I would have rather seen us go to China and say, China, let's work together to prevent North Korea's nuclear program, and as a first step, why don't you arrange for the release of American citizens?
And in terms of Bill Clinton being used in this whole process, apparently that was a high request, or maybe even a demand of the North Koreans to let these reporters go. Well, what does it say that the administration apparently agreed to at least that part of the demand, if not more?
Well, as a general rule, I think using former American presidents is good. I mean, they're one of our greatest national assets. They know the world scene, the world knows them, and we should make far more use of them. So that part of it, I think, was very good. And it politically, it gave President Obama cover. So if this didn't work out at the last minute, it was not something that President Obama was personally tied to. If it did go well, and it has gone well from their perspective, then there's plenty of kudos to go all the way around. The question, though, is if we look like we are rewarding countries who take American hostages, what does that do? That encourages to take American hostages again. I mean, they've now, if they have gotten something as a result of this, If it turns out Iran gets something as a result of having taken American citizens hostage, guess what? They're just going to snatch another batch of American citizens as hostages down the road.
So if you're a member of one of the families of the hikers that are now in the custody of the Iranians, are you expecting the Iranians to have perhaps an even firmer line on this than they would have had two days ago?
Probably, if you're one of those families, you probably think, gee, if those two women in North Korea got released, maybe there's hope for ours, and maybe whatever it takes, maybe Bill Clinton can go to Tehran and get them released. So you've gotten some encouragement. However, if you're the United States government, you got to be a little nervous because, you know, American presidents, for going back to Teddy Roosevelt, have refused to negotiate and pay for hostages. You know, Teddy Roosevelt famously, when an American diplomat, Pendekaris, was taken by a sheikh in northern Africa, said, "Razuli dead or Pendekaris alive." When the Pueblo was seized in the Johnson administration, we had a similar situation. When the Mayaguez was seized in the Ford administration, we had a similar situation. I was in the Reagan administration when Grenada happened and American medical students were held hostage. You do not want to negotiate because all you do is set it up for another round of hostage taking down the road.
KT, a fascinating story. Again, good news certainly on the release of the reporters, but the long-term implications of doing this deal with the North Koreans we'll still have to see. Thank you very much for being with us as always.
Thank you.
KT McFarland, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for President Reagan, also worked in the administrations of Presidents Ford and Nixon. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.